You are listening to The Adventures of Flyer Girl. I've been called by many names so far in this great adventure called life. I am Flyer Girl. They call me Orla, Faraway, Rollo the Clown with a Load in Her Pants, Rollo Kaleo Okalani, Rollo Mahalo, Rollo Apollo, Rollo the Blues Warbler, Zeppicon, Starfish, Space Trotter, Stargazer, Ozone, Flower Child, Venus, Rally, Raleigh, Stellar, Stella, Denisina, Face of Many Colors, Tejasvi, and Laura Elizabeth. I don't care what name you call me, but that you please keep calling. I am Flyer Girl, and our guest today is Tony Crowder.
Prego.
Tony Crowder. Tony Crowder is a renowned vocalist and pianist. Tony Crowder's passionate and energetic Feel the Love concert fuses her classical training and love for rich jazz harmonies to create original compositions, fresh renditions of popular tunes and opera arias with a twist. Tony has captivated live audiences in America, Europe, and the Middle East, as well as a variety of radio and television broadcasts. Notable appearances include NPR's Performance Today, Opera Fest of New Hampshire, Georgetown University's Chamber Orchestra. The Washington Post once described her as her live performances full of vigor and excitement. A former artist in residence with the Virginia Commission of the Arts and National Endowment for the Arts, Tony also served on the voice faculty at Randolph-Macon College. She's the co-author of 2023's bestseller, The Mindfulness of Singing, Creating a Harmonious Mind, Body, and Spirit. Most recently, she studied, meditated, and performed in Italy and India, pursuing her discipline of mindfulness and singing. I actually met Tony. I found a flyer at the Fayetteville Library offering a workshop on the mindfulness of singing, and I'm blessed and grateful to have Tony as our guest today. To admit, Tony, it is an honor and a pleasure to have you here, and that it is the first time that Adventures of Flyer Girl has started with Omen, and then prior to that, it's the first time anyone has brought an instrument into the studio, and to have a harmonium be the first instrument live on Adventures of Flyer Girl, I have a very good feeling about the adventures that are coming.
Very cool. Well, I feel very lucky to be that lady bringing the harmonium in. That's very cool. Congratulations. Glad to be here. It's an honor.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. So we listened to a couple of tracks that you sent our way, and we started today with some opera. And I was hoping we could chit-chat a little bit about your love of opera and your choice, your selection there. And then also, you performed live here on the show. So I thought we could maybe chat a little bit about that. Now, I know you went to Italy, but I did not know you had a harmonium. So I'm interested in hearing the story because I don't think you left with a harmonium.
I did not. I did not. And there is definitely a story about how I acquired a harmonium. So I'm happy to share that.
Yay.
So first, would you like me to share about Ave Maria and
yes,
opera?
Please.
Okay. Well, my roots and my background are in opera, and you had asked to share about something that inspired me.
Yes.
And during COVID, I had a reroute, as many people around the world did. I had planned to be living in Italy. I'd shared my story. I'd sold all my things, and March of 2020, my big adventure was about to start. I just didn't know it was the adventure. It wasn't the one I had in mind, just a different adventure, a different journey, kind of the story of my life and where I am in this season of my life. And I wrote a book, and we'll probably talk about that later. And
oh, yes, we will.
Okay. And through that journey, I began to focus on my own mindfulness of singing and what spoke to me, and started combining my love of opera with my love of jazz. And if Giuseppe Verdi and Simon and Garfunkel and Tony Crowder were all to meet in a pub and say, let's put a song together, I created something like that. And it's based on Verdi's tune Ave Maria from Otello, which is the clip that I sent you, which has my heritage, my past, and also my present, because the chords in that piece lended themselves so beautifully to enhance into jazz chords. And then I put the lyrics of Bridge Over Troubled Water. And so I'm hoping it has an appeal across many different levels to many different people. And that's why I chose that song.
Beautiful. I enjoyed listening to your inspiration, and I'm really looking forward to hearing your version.
Thank you so much. I look forward to sharing it.
Yeah. So, Tony, Sare Sasa, and when you left the United States for Italia, I don't think you had a harmonium. How is it that you returned to the United States with a harmonium of all things?
Well, that's a great question. And indeed, I did not leave here with a harmonium. But going to India has been on my...
India? I thought you were going to Italy.
Well, I got to do the coolest thing, because I went to Italy to share about the book that I wrote. And also, I visited Ananda up in northern Italy, an ashram. And when I had been to Ananda last spring, I had heard about a trip that they were taking to India, but it was full at the time. But I tucked it away, and I hadn't forgotten it. And while I was in Italy, I'm fortunate to have lots of beautiful friends scattered around Italy. And someone sent me a text saying, I was supposed to be in Ananda, but I've got to be, something else has come up, and I've got an apartment sitting for free. Would you like to take it? Well, it took me 2 seconds to say, yes, of course. And so I went, and it was at Ananda, and an agrotourism right next to Ananda. Anyway, I went into the office, and I said, so I remember when I was here before that you all have a trip to India. And they said, yes, but do you know that's next week? And I said, so, what's your point, you know? And I said, at the time I was here before, it was full and there was no room. And she kind of looked at me rather with a question mark on her face. And I said, just look it up. Just look. And she looked and she said, oh, my word, there's one seat open on the bus. And I said, it's mine. I just had a sense and a knowing when I was there before that I was supposed to go with them. So I had the incredible opportunity of visiting India with 21 Italians in a tour bus all over the Himalayas. So I love to speak Italian because my heart, I always say, sono scozzese e irlandese, ma il mio sangue è tutto italiano. I'm Scottish and Irish, but my blood is all Italian. I fell in love with the language because of singing opera, of course. And I fell in love with India through my yogic journey. And so it was a beautiful combination to experience Indian culture through the eyes of Italian. So all day long, I was learning about Hinduism and yoga and visiting with these saints. It was a spiritual pilgrimage to these wonderful ashrams. And it was based on the autobiography of a yogi, because that's the spiritual guru that they follow at Ananda, along with Christ. And
Paramahansa Yogananda.
Yes, indeed.
Autobiography of a yogi.
Classic for anyone that's in the yoga space. And then Ananda is also very broad and encompassing and also embraces Christianity and other things as well. Anyway, this was a pilgrimage to all these sites that were connected and had roots to Paramahansa Yogananda. So
nice.
rich with culture and stories all day long on this. We would chant. Our day was so rough, and I say that with much sarcasm, because we would do the energization exercises of Paramahansa Yogananda, mm-hmm. and then we would do chanting mm-hmm. and meditation. So the morning was spent in bliss before we ever even went to visit with these saints and sages and visit all these places that I'd heard about and read about in autobiography. So it was marvelous. So when I got back from India with the Italians, I spent some more time in Italy. And when I got back to Virginia, actually returned to Italy, to Arkansas, back, I have roots here. And I had a concert this fall in November in Virginia, and all Italian concert. And I'd shared from traveling around Italy and things that I had written and popular Italian tunes. And I remembered yet again, I tell people that my travel agent, I have a travel agent. In fact, someone said to another friend, who's her travel agent? Who uses a travel agent anymore? And they shook their head. No, that's not what Tony means. I mean God, source, divine guidance. And I just listen and wait for where am I to go next. Mm. And sometimes it's a bit challenging because I'm like, okay, travel agent.
Yes.
Can you move fast? Can you speak faster? But that's part of why I wanted to embrace this journey mm-hmm. was to listen to divine mm. guidance. So anyway, I remembered that I had seen that Yogaville was going to be having a harmonium, Govindas harmonium training. Yogaville is in the middle of Buckingham, Virginia, in the middle of absolutely nowhere. And it's a place that I had gone to retreats many times before. And I remembered from a past visit in Virginia mm-hmm. that they were going to be having a harmonium training. Now, I had not been to India. I had not been around a harmonium. I'd never played harmonium, nothing, when I saw that. But I remembered it yet again. Uh-huh. And I pulled it up. And would you believe?
It was right when you were there.
I was right when I was there in Virginia, having just gotten back from India by way of Italy. So I went to the training, loved it, and got to play. There were, 35 people there from all over. And so during breaks, I would say, can I play your harmonium? Can I play? So I got to choose what I wanted because mm-hmm. I didn't want a heavy, I wanted a travel harmonium because of my nomadic lifestyle.
Your lifestyle, yes.
Lifestyle. And I fell in love with a company and they actually make the harmoniums in India. They're shipped to the U.S. Mm-hmm. and then tuned. And so it was a Christmas present to myself. So I just got my harmonium at Christmas time. And then last week when I, 2 weeks ago when I arrived in Arkansas, I Googled Kirtan near me. And amazingly, I didn't find many options here. But I went to Unity, local community here. And during the announcements, they said on April the 7th, we're going to be having a Kirtan after service. And I went, oh! So I went and asked, and I said, I have a harmonium. Can I play? And he said, yes. And so I just learned Sare Sasa last week.
Wow.
To bring to this gathering next Sunday. So that's how that song came about. And it's a mantra for communication. Mm. And Sa is God and earth and ether all united in a sense of praise and openness. So that's my long story about how I ended up back in Arkansas with a harmonium that
that's
I love.
That's amazing.
Thank you. It's quite a journey. Quite a journey.
Yeah. I just, I had mentioned earlier, but originally I'd found Tony has this wonderful book and teaching practice, the mindfulness of singing and creating a harmonious mind, body, and spirit. And I am all about that. I am so devoted to that. And for me, it's been a fairly complicated journey getting to the root of the understanding. I'm a novice at the balancing of body, mind, and spirit. Although my first poem I wrote as a child had to do with the body, mind, and spirit.
Nice.
It's now finally I'm really witnessing and observing my choices.
Beautiful.
And so when I saw your flyer, Tony, I called, and it wasn't a 479 area code, right? For those of you that either know me or don't know, anyway, I'm currently residing in Arkansas, but I too am fairly, I'm a traveler, you know, I've lived a few different places. So I noticed that the phone number, no, what it was is the yoga studio that was offering the training gave me your phone number, or you my phone number at some point, because I wanted to take the training and it had been moved or something. And I noticed that the area code wasn't 479. So I thought there was no way that this person could actually be in Northwest Arkansas, and was shocked, amused, and grateful to find out that you were actually traveling through and in Arkansas, able to meet you, able to train with you just for a brief moment, and hopefully some further training. But your book is spectacular.
Thank you.
And let's talk a little bit about the mindfulness of singing.
Absolutely. Can I jump in and give two shout-outs before we dive into
the
book?
Please, please.
One, I want to say that the workshop was sponsored by Yoga Gypsy, a fabulous yoga studio in Spring Ghetto, Arkansas. Just moved to Johnson, so thank you, Yoga Gypsy, for that and for connecting.
Thank you, Yoga Gypsy.
Yes, and thank you for connecting the two of us. And then I also want to say that the book is actually written by Dr. Denise Ritter Bernardini and myself, and that it was actually Denise's idea. When I was in Virginia before COVID hit, I was waiting for my visa, and it was, oh my goodness, what a journey to get a visa. And so it was January, February, and I had gone to visit her. She had just moved to Virginia, called me up, and she said, "You'll never guess where I'm moving. We're longtime friends." And I said, "Virginia." And I said, "You'll never guess. I just sold my house and I'm leaving." But we had a small window that we were in the same state. And so I'd gone to her house, and that night before we went to bed, she said, "Well, while you're waiting on your visa, I think we should write a book." And I went, as usual, Denise is full of ideas. Always,
I love her already.
Yeah, she's a great lady. And I'm always the one, oh, here we go. So I listened to her idea, and I thought, well, it's not bad. And yes, I have been truly on singing does promote a mindfulness journey. So I went to bed, and I woke up the next morning, and I had, in my sleep, I had written some things, and I came downstairs and I read to her what I had written, and she said, "Oh, Tony, you could write the book yourself. Come on, let's do this." So I said yes, and lo and behold, I had no idea what I had gotten myself into. And I love my friend, and I love the journey that we shared together. So all that to say, I did not write the book on my own. It wasn't even my idea, but I'm so glad that I did it. So those two shout outs. Now we can segue. And what was your question about the book?
Well, gosh, I have no idea what my question was, but I just flipped open the book to Battle of the Mind.
Oh, boy.
Trauma, Uncovering Subconscious Saboteurs. And it says here, people often say trauma is trauma. That is true to a point. We have suffered losses on several levels. We can tell you that losing a sister or father and watching them die at home is not the same kind of trauma as being bullied. Trauma-informed therapy is a concept in the mental health arena. One tenet of this therapeutic modality is that everyone experiences trauma in different ways. Additionally, we're not all traumatized by the same events. You and I may experience a terrible event, and it may not traumatize me, but it may cause PTSD for you, and it did. And theorists believe it is not the event itself, but rather the thoughts and emotions that we experience. And there are many reasons why a person might stop singing for a while, and there is.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that resonates with me. That's the page I flipped open to.
I can see
I have a
it.
Few tears. Can you take over
yes,
now, please?
Yes,
thank
please.
You. It's your book, not my book.
That's okay. And may as long as you're teary, can I? And you reminded me of our session together. I hope it's not too personal for me to share about the mindfulness of singing lesson that we had. Is that okay if I share?
Oh, you're this? As long as you're. It's fine if you share. You can. I'm wide open.
Thank you. So, the beautiful thing about working with you is I already knew that we were simpatico immediately from our phone conversation and your love of Italy and connection and also of all things spiritual. And so everybody is different. As a teacher, you meet the student where they are, and I don't always have a, air quotes, mindfulness of singing voice lesson with someone. But I knew with you that you had an open heart and that we could just jump right in. And I am a big proponent of humming and the numerous benefits. And since you had read the book and you came with an open spirit, we jumped up, you know, jumped right in, and I played and sang some original pieces, and then we hummed and chanted together, and you sat up and you were full of tears, and you said to me, and it was a huge paycheck to me, because we don't get a lot of...
Well, I'm a joy billionaires, you know.
Exactly, because we don't get a lot of huge financial necessarily all the time in our journey as musicians, but anyway, this, we get paid in different ways.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you said to me, I've never been so fully in my body. I felt like $1 million had been passed to me, because if all the things that I've learned and shared could benefit you, it's a blessing back to me, full circle. So it was a beautiful moment in your lessons, and we, I think we worked together two or three times, and there were really special times. And so I'm glad that that touched you and resonated with you. And yes, we're all traumatized by different things. And unfortunately, Denise and I both have heard so many stories, painful stories of people who stop singing. And there are lots of stories in our book about references and stories of people who stop singing. But so if you happen to be listening to this, first of all, obviously, I have an attachment and encouragement that reach out and read the book and see if it resonates with you. But beyond that, get in tune with your own voice and don't let anybody else's story or your own story, your own experiences stop you from embracing and enjoying your voice to whatever level you choose. And that doesn't have to mean performing. It could be just simply humming for yourself and reaping the benefits of mind, body, spirit connection. And there's a lot of science behind that too, not
there
just
sure is
woo woo. And that, and we mentioned that in the book too. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I see that you have recovered now, and I'm going to turn the table back over to you.
Mindfulnessofsinging.com
is our website.
Mindfulnessofsinging.com, and also the book is available through Amazon.
It is indeed.
And other resources. So.
And we also have an audiobook that we made right here in Fayetteville at the library. Denise came and met me after one of my quick trips to Italy after we did book release and things like that in February. And then last May, we came and recorded here. So it's also available on Audible. And there are a lot. We have a podcast. We're not currently creating new podcasts, but we have a lot of rich history there. If you want to pursue... you know, peruse some mindfulness of singing podcasts where we interview different people connected to the mindfulness of singing. That's also available through our website.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And there's, you know, there's Breath of Fire.
Love that exercise.
There's singing methods, you know, affirmation, affirmative singing. It's beautiful. There's reflections and there's a workbook, and the workbook is fabulous. You can, you know, do different exercises, and there's even some like little self quizzes to kind of like find out where you're at, and there's no right or wrong, but I think it's really, I mean, whether you are a singer or not, I think this information can benefit anyone.
Thank you so much. And it is, I like the way you explained that it is a methodical process.
Yes.
The SING method is actually an acronym for breaking apart the steps that we give you, the action steps we give you in every chapter to delve a little deeper on your own journey. So thank you for that.
Yeah. What does the acronym stand for?
Okay. S is set an intention, because everything that we do really comes from when we achieve our goal, knowing where we're going, you know.
So set an intention.
S is your S. Isolate from distractions, because, oh my goodness, how many distractions do we have in today's world? And it's hard. And there's plenty of science to back up that we really can't multitask. We are dividing our brain when we're doing that. And so getting focused and isolating from distractions. And in fact, in the book, we talk about the internal distraction, the chorus of negative voices in your head, and external distractions, both distractions.
The monkey mind.
Yes, but lot.
The parasite.
Yeah, yes, indeed. So
set an intention.
Is S.
Isolate from distractions.
Notice your body.
Notice your body.
You can't change what you're not aware of. Maybe you didn't know that you were twitching your hand or tightening your grip, which is actually affecting your vocal cords too, because it's all interconnected. So notice your body. And then the last one, and the one that I'll have to be really vulnerable and honest to, that I feel like I struggle with the most. I'm very goal driven, very very willing to set an intention, lots of intention. I can hyper focus and isolate from distraction easily. My goodness, from all the things that I've studied, and noticing my body is not hard for me. But boy, the last one I share a lot with that in the book is give up judgment. And I find I'm not alone in that. And in fact, did you share the second song I sent you? Will they be hearing that one?
We're gonna get into a song next. What song are you?
I was referring to what I sent you, the Ave Maria, and then the song that I Am Enough. Did you get that one too?
Yeah, we'll play that next. How does that sound?
That sounds great. The lyrics to this song, I feel like, oh my goodness, I could have written this myself. You know, it just so resonated when a totally different style and genre than the opera that I sent. But I think I'm not alone, that there are many of us that struggle with being enough. And so giving up judgment, it holds me back. You know, who would you be? And I'm trying to step forward this, and not trying, I don't like that word either. I am stepping forward in, who would I be if I didn't care what you think of me? What would I do? Where would I go? What would I say? If your judgment, you meaning the collective you, not just you sitting in front of me, and even so less than you, because
well, what
I
do you
love
call
you.
This? What is that called, actually? Is there a name for when people go kind of like your finger and your lips and uh-huh. Would you join me in a chorus of a band of
that's funny. I'm not sure that I'm following you exactly.
I don't know what you call it. It's when I don't know what that's called. But anyway, I know I sort of distracted
that's
you.
That's
sorry
right.
about that. But that's a very important point. And I think that's something I spend a lot of time processing right now. Like, what is it that's truly in your heart that's completely authentic for you as the artist of your life?
Yeah, I like that.
What is it that truly makes your heart sing?
Absolutely. And are you held back at all by your fear of judgment from whatever that is? And so we spend a lot of time in the book talking about give up judgment. Give up judgment of yourself for your singing. Give up judgment of what other people have said. And it's not an easy task, but we give some tools and tips in that as well.
I love it.
So that is the acronym.
I love it.
Sing. So go out there and sing. That's
or
yes.
I was searching, I was looking for meaning. I was wondering, desperately trying only to see I have nothing missing. Who said I have to find who I am? Who said that I am lost to begin? Always be starving for more affection, the wrong attention, only to feel like I am nothing. Who said I have to find who I am?
I see what you mean.
Aren't those lyrics powerful?
Perfect. Yeah, so inspiring.
And they really tie in with the whole thing about judgment, because mm-hmm. one of the lyrics is, I was searching, starving for validation. And mm-hmm. I've heard a recent saying that really resonates with me, that validation is for parking tickets. It has nothing to do. And I see you pulled up my song, Thank You. It also talks about that sense of gratitude, and that's the whole essence of the song that I wrote for the book, about being in the moment and just singing the act of singing as a gift for yourself.
Not
seeking validation. And that's so hard as a musician, because we're trained to scrutinize and criticize and analyze everything to death, that sometimes we can take this sheer joy out of singing. And that's the whole point of Grazie.
I see. Well, we'll listen to that next. You know, when I first started singing, well, not when I first started, but when I first sought out singing lessons, when I first got into like my first band, like my early 20s or whatever, the singing teacher basically told me to stop singing.
Oh, my.
But it was a very typical story of the time. And I was a little gun shy about any kind of lessons after that, because I've always loved singing. And although I may not have been gifted with the hugest range on the planet, you know, and had done things over the years also that were destructive, for myself, but I love singing. And so what you teach and what you share is not that.
Correct.
And my mother used to hum all the time. And the more I learn about humming, the more I'm blown away by the benefits of humming.
Oh, my goodness. Indeed.
So good for our whole physical body and for our mind.
And for your singing voice, too.
And for our singing
all
voice,
of that.
Right.
And I like the lyrics in that song, too, that said, I'm already enough. Everything I need is within me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just singing with your true, authentic voice can be... Have you ever been to... In fact, we talk about this in the book. Have you ever been to a concert where everything wasn't, air quotes, perfect? Maybe they sang out of tune. Maybe their voice really
was... Bob Dylan?
There you go. But you were still touched.
Yeah.
And I think, I can think of a professional singer who had a limited range, and she had no trouble having a huge career. So it really is about finding your authentic self. And another plug I want to make, too, one of my training, the many things that I have pursued, and I want to tie that back into the song, too, is yoga voice. Mm-hmm. And it's a really holistic practice, which is really... the path that singing is singing teachers are migrating towards these days, as a more holistic path for using your voice. But I also like that the song says that I was searching and I'm a seeker, and to remind myself that there's nothing wrong with seeking and learning and studying, but everything I need is within me.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah, I think that's really important. I think, you know, it's value as well, and it's something that I think about a lot with children, and in looking back on my own adventure that I call life, is if we understand how valuable we are.
Right. Just for being.
And how important the heart is.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
So those folks that have a good heart, that is so important. you could be the wealthiest, financially wealthiest person on the planet, but if you don't have a good heart and you don't really care about anyone else other than yourself, and I don't mean that in a codependent, enabling sort of way, but if you just only think it's just about you and no one else matters, and you use people as a means to an end instead of things, it's lonely, and those folks aren't happy, and, you know, it's not fun to be around people who are not happy. So it doesn't really matter how much money you have, but if you value yourself and you have a good heart and you know that it is within you, you're the wealthiest person on the planet.
Absolutely.
Right?
When you realize who you are and what you have. And something that you said reminded me about, you know, singing mantras and it's the heart that you bring to it, not the words that you're saying.
Oh, I love that.
You can say whatever you want to say, but if your heart, I could say cat, and I could say it in so many different ways, but it's what I just pulled a random.
I think gato.
Exactly, gato. Exacto. But it's the way you say it. Mm. If I said I love you in a gruff, mean, hateful voice and my intention, it doesn't matter the words that I say. And it's the same thing with chanting and mantra and meditation and all those tools that we use to seek and find what's already connected inside of us.
So grazie.
Sure.
Sí.
Grazie, grazie, grazie per questo momento. La mia intenzione è di essere completamente presente. Sono incredibilmente grata. Grata per questo tempo per esprimere me stessa attraverso una cosa che al 100% unicamente mia. Cercano di guidarmi.
Thank you for this moment. I set my intention to be completely present right here now. I am incredibly grateful for this moment to rest in the presence and play in the sound of my unique voice. I seek only to express myself in the most authentic way. Staying centered, awake, alert, and attentive, I listen to my spirit and my own inner wisdom. I choose only to express myself through love, care, and compassion. I release all judgment of myself and those who seek to guide me. And I let go of perfection to embrace this sacred practice of being fully present with my voice. And so it is. Nice. Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you. So that's the English translation of Grazie. And both songs are actually available to listen to on YouTube through our Mindfulness of Singing channel. And if you do listen in again, I would encourage you to hum along. They're simple words. You're welcome to sing, but you can reap the benefits of humming while you meditate on these words that are really what we've been talking about, releasing judgment and enjoying your voice and just being present in the moment, no matter what you're doing, whether you're singing or fly fishing. So.
Oh,
we
hey,
have a call from Todd. and she's saying that's exactly right.
Well, that was fun. Let's talk a little more about the Feel the Love concert.
Well, I'm happy to talk about that.
Yay, Feel the Love.
Yes, I hope you feel the love. So Feel the Love is actually a song that I wrote. It's a meditative piece about the four seasons and feeling the love. Don't you sometimes when you're just sitting in nature, feel the love of divinity? And so, and the chorus repeats the phrase over, feel the love, let it in. And so I'm hoping that when people come to a Feel the Love concert that they feel all of that. And so it's a compilation of original songs, songs that I have reharmonized and added jazz variations. It's also, it's me singing and playing. And also doing a little bit of course, there's Italian music and some sing-alongs, some Tosti, which is an prolific Italian classical composer that it's a playful tune, very flirtatious, coy. So they all have a positive, upbeat. There's nothing that's going to be depressing or heavy. I do sing Sin and the Clowns, but it's also a jazz arrangement, and people seem to respond. I had the pleasure of singing at a retirement community in Virginia before I came here. Yeah, it was really cool. I called the activities director that morning just checking in, and I had made some song sheets, and I thought, well, if 20 people come, I'll just make, make 20 copies, and if 40 people come, you know, they can share. And she said, well, we have 115 people signed up so far as of last night. And so it was so gratifying to sing for this group of people. In fact, I was singing Nora Jones, Don't Know Why. And I could tell they were ready to sing along before even a sing-along. And at the end, it has a repetitive phrase. And I said, I'm not going to stop singing this phrase until you're really singing it loud. I mean, it was just a very playful, interactive concert. And that's the vision that I have for this concert. In fact, my next journey, my daughter is in Canada. And I will be going from here, Arkansas, to Canada by way of Colorado Springs. I have a voice student, piano student that I teach virtually there. She was a voice student of mine in Virginia years ago. And I want to book a little tour there, doing some mindfulness of singing workshops, kirtan, and the Feel the Love concert. So that's what it is. And then fly on to Canada and see my
daughter.
Now,
where will you go in Canada?
My daughter is in Squamish, about an hour north of Vancouver. Gorgeous area. And so I can't wait to see my
And
daughter.
So will you have your agent book some other events for you?
my travel agent?
Yes, your travel
agent.
Yes,
I am waiting on my travel agent, listening to my travel agent. But I'm also grateful for people that my travel agent can guide me to. So I know that my divine travel agent can use online hands and feet travel agents. So if you know any connections, anyone listening, for places that I could plug in, I'm all ears. And I'm frequently back in Arkansas to connect with my family here and hoping to have some Feel the Love concerts, mindfulness of singing, other events in this area as well.
Wonderful. Let's go ahead and listen to a little bit of Feel the Love concert.
Sure.
Tony, it sounds to me like you have an incredible concert on your hands, and I wish you great good fortune in playing all over the planet, all the places that you would like to travel to and be. I see that happening for you.
Thank you so much, Stella. It's been such a treat and an honor to be with you, to be in the studio and to share my songs. And if you're listening and you want to reach out, if you'd like to have a Feel the Love concert or a mindfulness of singing workshop, kirtan, whatever, you can find me at mindfulnessofsinging.com or tonycrowderinfo@gmail.com. I'd love to connect with you, and thank you so much for today.
Oh, beautiful. We're honored and privileged to have you here, and safe travels, and I'll look forward to catching up with you in the future.
Yes, indeed.
Right here on the Adventures of Flyer Girl.
Awesome.
Yay. You're listening to Adventures of Flyer Girl, and I am Flyer Girl. Our guest today was the beautiful and talented Toni Crowder, and we are listening to her piece, Ode to Shannon, right here on KPSQ, LP Fayetteville, 97.3 FM, kpsq.org.